Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, November 29th, and coming up in today's episode. Eknath Shinde's sudden departure to village leads to Mahayuti meeting cancellation. Rumours of discontent rife. Supreme Court halts any action on Sambal Mosque survey, claims they are hoping for peace and harmony. Boyfriend of Air India pilot sent to police custody for abetment of suicide, and Russia's escalating offences against Ukraine. First up, while the big three of Maharashtra's BJP-led alliance or Mahayuti, Devendra Fadnavis, Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar met with Amit Shah last evening in Delhi, and it was almost certain Mr. Fadnavis is the chief minister, there are some major sticking points. Most prominently, Mr. Shinde's sudden departure to his village, which resulted in an important Mahayuti meeting being cancelled. The meeting of the alliance in Mumbai to iron out details has reportedly been cancelled. So has the meeting of the outgoing Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena. Sources say Eknath Shinde is heading to his village in Satara and the meetings will be held after his return. His sudden plan sparked speculation that he is unhappy about the government formation talks. Eknath Shinde's announcement, leaving the Chief Minister decision to the Bharatiya Janata Party earlier this week, had cleared the way for a smooth change at the top. Devendra Fadnavis, who led the BJP to a record victory, was said to be the chief minister, sources said. This would have been Mr. Fadnavis's third stint as the chief minister. After the meeting with Mr. Shah, Mr. Shinde called the discussions good and positive. He said the decision on the next chief minister of Maharashtra will be taken up in another meeting of the Mahayuti coalition in the state capital, which was today's Mumbai meeting. He had also told reporters he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and shall abide by any decision taken by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as well as the Home Minister Amit Shah. There is a consensus on the chief ministerial and deputy chief ministerial posts, most sources say, but the allocation of some ministerial berths remain unresolved. Sources have told NDTV that the current formula of one chief minister with two deputies will likely continue, but Mr. Shinde is reportedly not keen on a deputy role as he was the chief minister. Sanjay Shirsat, an MLA and spokesperson of the Shiv Sena, told PTI, quote, "He is unlikely to be deputy chief minister. It does not befit a person who has already served as chief minister," unquote. However, Mr. Fadnavis, even after being chief minister of Maharashtra, had settled for a deputy post in the earlier Mahayuti government. The BJP is likely to keep home portfolio and Ajit Pawar's NCP may retain finance. Eknath Shinde's Sena will likely get urban development and public works department. The BJP-led Mahayuti alliance scripted a landslide victory in the recent state assembly by winning 230 out of the 288-member house. The BJP bagged 132 seats, short 13 of absolute majority, while Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP won 57 and 41 seats respectively. The Supreme Court today directed the management committee of the Shahi Idgah Masjid in Uttar Pradesh's Sambhal to approach the Allahabad High Court to challenge a trial court's order. A trial court's order had mandated a survey of the mosque based on claims by a Hindu petitioner that a temple existed on the site of the masjid centuries ago. The Supreme Court urged maintaining peace and harmony while halting any further actions by the trial court until the High Court has an opportunity to hear the matter. Quote, "Peace and harmony must be ensured. We will keep this pending. We do not want anything to happen. We have to be absolutely neutral and ensure that nothing untoward happened," the new Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna, said. The Supreme Court ordered the Allahabad High Court to hear the plea filed by Mosque Management Committee within 3 working days of submission. The court also noted that the trial court hearing, scheduled for January 8, would not proceed until High Court has reviewed the case. Chaos erupted in Sambhal earlier this week, as the court-ordered survey of the mosque led to violent clashes between locals and the police, leading to deaths of several individuals. The violence, according to the police, started when a crowd gathered near the mosque, as a survey team led by an advocate commissioner began its work. The crowd swelled to nearly 1,000 people, and they tried to prevent the police from entering the mosque. Some people in the crowd threw stones at the police personnel stationed at the site. The mob also set ablaze more than 10 vehicles. The police responded with tear gas. In the chaos, several were killed and over 30 people were injured, including police. Following the violence, the Uttar Pradesh government announced a 3-member judicial inquiry to investigate the riots. The commission has been directed to submit its report within 2 months. Security in Sambhal was heightened today, as well as in light of Friday prayers and the submission of the ASI survey report to the trial court. The controversy erupted when a petition which claims that the temple was built by Hindu mythological figure Vishwakarma at the beginning of the universe was demolished by Babur and a mosque was established. In response to the petition, the court ordered a survey of the mosque on November 19, 2024. Advocate Commissioner Ramesh Raghav, along with the district administration and police, carried out the survey the same day. This rapid action drew criticism from several quarters, including Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav. The Muslim community, including the Jama Masjid management community, has strongly opposed the survey. They pointed to the Places of Worship Act 1991, which prohibits altering the status of any religious site as it existed on August 15, 1947. Ziaur Rahman Barg, the Samajwadi Party MP from Sambhal, condemned the move as an attempt to disrupt communal harmony. However, Mr. Rahman is also booked in an FIR filed by the police and alleged to have incited the mob into violence. Air India pilot Srishti Tuli video called her boyfriend Aditya Pandit moments before her alleged death by suicide on Monday, according to Mumbai police sources. Meanwhile, the accused Aditya Pandit was presented before a court today, which sent him to a police custody till December 2nd under suicide abandonment charges. Srishti and Aditya reportedly had a fight, after which he left for Delhi. Srishti had reportedly asked Aditya to stay with her for a few more days, but he refused. She allegedly threatened to die by suicide, and when Aditya did not change his mind, she video called him, showing that she was going to hang herself, the source added. Aditya Pandit has allegedly deleted some of his chats with Srishti. Currently in police custody on charges of abandonment of suicide, he reportedly told the police that he had warned Srishti that he too would die by suicide if she killed herself. The police are trying to recover the deleted messages. Aditya's phone has been sent to forensic experts. According to police sources, there were around 10 to 11 calls between the two before her death. Apart from this, there were many missed calls on Srishti's phone. Aditya claims that while he was on his way back to Srishti's home, he dialed her repeatedly to stop her from any drastic step. He says when he found the house locked, he and another woman pilot called a locksmith and opened the door. The second pilot is being questioned by the police as well. The 25-year-old Srishti was found dead at her rented home in Mumbai's Marol area on November 25th. However, there was no suicide note to be found at her residence. According to Srishti's family, she faced regular harassment at the hands of a partner. For instance, last year in November, Aditya took Srishti and her cousin Rashi out shopping. He was driving Srishti's uncle Vivek Tuli's car. On the way, an argument broke out between the couple, during which Aditya used derogatory language against her and rammed into another vehicle out of rage. In March this year, at a dinner gathering in Gurugram, while Rashi and her friends were there, Aditya allegedly humiliated Srishti when she and others suggested they have non-vegetarian food. Aditya reportedly left her on the road and went home. A bank statement reveals that around Diwali, Srishti transferred 65,000 rupees to Aditya's family, according to her uncle. The two had met years ago when Srishti was training to be a commercial pilot. However, Aditya did not complete the course and had to drop out. Srishti's family also alleged that Aditya was jealous of her because she cleared the course and he did not. After a massive strike on Ukraine's power grids, President Vladimir Putin of Russia has threatened to strike decision-making centers in Kyiv with Russia's new hypersonic missile, AFP reported. Russia had fired more than 90 missiles and around 100 drones during the overnight attack on Ukraine, which took out the power grid and left millions without power. And the Kremlin chief had called this a response to Ukrainian strikes on its territory using Western missiles. The nearly 3-year war has seen a sharp escalation in recent days, with both sides deploying new weapons in a bid to gain the upper hand before US President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. Quote, "We do not rule out the use of Orange Sheik against the military, industrial or decision-making centers, including Kyiv," unquote, Putin told a press conference in the Kazakh capital Astana, referring to the hypersonic missile. Kyiv's government district, an area of the capital where multiple government buildings are located, is protected with intense security, but there are fears that it would be broken. Russia last week tested its Orange Ring ballistic missile on Ukraine, and Putin boasted on Thursday that firing several of the weapons at once would have the equivalent force of a nuclear strike or a meteorite hit. He earlier said the overnight attack was response to continued attack on their territory using 80 ACMS missiles, which are manufactured by USA. Quote, as I have said repeatedly, there will always be a response from our side, unquote, the Russian chief said. Putin also claimed Russia knew how many long-range weapons were given to Kyiv and where they were located. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said Putin's threat to strike Kyiv was a testament to weakness and said the West would not be perturbed by his words. The fresh strike comes as Ukrainians brace for a tough winter, with much of its energy infrastructure already damaged in the almost three-year-long war, and as Russian troops have advanced into eastern Ukraine. Tensions have ratcheted up over the last few weeks as both sides look more secure advantage on the battlefield ahead of Trump's January inauguration. Putin suggested he had hopes for Trump's second term, describing the Republican as an intelligent person capable of finding a solution without specifying what he was referring to, whether the solution would be peace or anything else. The Russian leader spoke hours after the overnight attack that left more than 500,000 people in Ukraine's western Lviv region cut off from electricity. There were reports that water supply was also halted. Another 280,000 in the western Lviv region, 215 in the northwestern Volyn region also lost power, according to Ukrainian officials. Ukraine's emergency services said Russia's overnight strikes inflicted damage in 14 regions across the country. Zelensky said that Russia also fired cluster munitions during the attack, calling it a very despicable escalation of Russian terrorist tactics. According to an AFP report, blasts were rung out overnight, and Reuters reported that they could be heard throughout the country almost. The Energy Ministry has said it was the 11th massive Russian attack on Ukraine's civilian energy infrastructure this year alone. A senior UN official, Rosemary DiCarlo, according to a Guardian report, this month warned Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure that may make this winter the harshest one yet since the beginning of the war. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.